So tell me, do you use any different tactics for a high country mule deer, mule deer up in altitude, up in the mountains versus the plains mule deer or the open country mule deer?
Well, what when it comes to gear, I might mix it up a little bit. I typically trust my eyes. Probably more deer have died because of my eyesight and the high-end optics that I use than anything. If you can't find it, you can't chase it. So, hunting high alpine basins, I still need to be able to see good distances. I typically glass, like in our western operation, I was looking typically 2 miles or more to find a buck bedded that was in open enough terrain, removed from any of the pressure, and felt safe enough to bed in, say, not make it all the way back to the ponderosas or the aspen thickets. So gear-wise, I probably would stress more, make sure you have high-end optics that you can see way farther than you think you do, than you need to. And then still, I play the thermals. Whether that's on flat ground, I'd still play a rough, a consistent wind. And if there's any elevation change, I still play the thermals. And then I'm gonna move in probably 10:30 to 11 o'clock, no matter if I'm in high country or I'm in the flats. I'm gonna wait until they bed twice. I'm not gonna try to push the first bed. There's some situations where I will push the first bed, but for the most part, I'll let that sun get to 10:30. As soon as they re-bed, then I'm off and I'm moving fast, and I'll try to close the distance in a short amount of time as possible so that I can get up within bow range when they go to stand up to kind of feed and for that 1 to 1 o'clock time frame. So both places, high country, mid-range pinyon juniper country, and even in the flats in CRP eastern Colorado, I basically hold to the same formula.